Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on WBEN. I just want to say thank you. Last week we talked about ticks and tick removal, and someone sent me the tick key. It's the easiest way, it's the easiest to use tick removal device on earth. And someone sent this to me here at the station. So thank you to the listener who sent in the tick key. I will keep that close on hand. It's got a little loop. You can put it on your keychain. So thank you so much. I really appreciate stuff like that. We've gotten some nice things. We've gotten some cookbooks in the mail here at the station. Someone sent some lovely things for the baby here to the station. And now the tick key. So thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Really, really appreciate that. When I say here at the station, I feel like Mr. Food. Remember he would say, if you want the recipe for what he just did, you know, before the internet was big, he would say, just send a postmarked card to us right here at the station. And they would put the station address big on the screen while he was still talking. But no, thank you so much. Looking at the radar for the storm that's moving in, you can see there's a little rain on the end of it, and then it's, as Maria Gennaro said on Twitter, an Arctic front. And you can see it's starting to make its way over Lake Erie. I don't mean that Lake Erie will affect it because I don't think it will. But it's making its way here. And like I said, during this show, we will start to see this storm move in, and it could affect your travel home. So keep it locked right here to News Radio 930 WBEN, and we will make sure that we get you home safely. Now, someone said, Joe, what does GPT mean? For those that tuned in late, and it means, you know what? We'll have Josh is the one who looked it up. So, Josh, tell the audience what it means.
GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
Sounds futuristic.
It does, but I think it's just like a different way to say AI, in my opinion. And it's to be fair, it's probably a different kind of AI. So that's
third generation.
A different name.
It's third generation.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
803-0930, star 930, asking you, and we heard some great insight from Josh, but and not just Josh on this side, Josh and Amherst, who called in before the break. But I want to know, do you have a fear when you hear all this stuff of your job being replaced? We got a text in from someone who said after 20 years, their job was pretty much replaced by voice recognition. And, you know, that's the one thing I can think of is customer service, right? Or anything over the phone. I mean, you try to get a hold of someone now. I know it's so cliche to say, but it takes you, you know, having to go through every prompt from the computer to finally get to a real person. Well, now think of it this way. You'll never get to a real person, right? You'll just have this AI. You'll have this GPT. Now, before the break, we were talking about radio GPT. And the whole reason I brought this topic to the show, the whole reason this even came to mind was, I don't know if you guys know about me, but but I like to, you know, do a lot of research in the radio field. I like to know what's new going on radio field. I like to know, you know, what topics are being talked about. How can I better myself? How can I better the topics I bring to the show? And I look, you know, I search radio stuff. I follow radio people in the industry. And I saw this promo for Radio GPT come across my screen. And, you know, I've always thought that my job is pretty safe, what I do here at the station. And to be honest with you, I do still think it is safe. But when I saw this promo that Josh is about to play, I did get that little bit of fear. And here's what we're talking about. This is the promo for Radio GPT, voiced by an AI, an artificial intelligence, that assumed an identity in this promo video, but it's completely computerized. Listen to all the things this AI person can do on your radio station.
Futuri is revolutionizing the audio industry with the launch of Radio GPT, the world's first AI-driven localized radio content solution. Radio GPT combines the power of GPT-3 technology with Futuri's AI-driven story discovery and social content system, Topic Pulse, as well as AI voice tech to provide an unmatched localized radio experience for any market, any format. Using Futuri's patented automation link and patented Topic Pulse system, along with AI voice technology, Radio GPT brings a radio station to life. I can see what's in your music log and talk about the songs or artists on your station. I can see what's happening in your local market right now and talk about it in real time.
What?
I can post on your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok during my show and talk about what's coming up. I am great at teasing and pre-promoting content going into breaks. I can talk about the weather or traffic. I can see how many people are listening right now through Futuri streaming and say hello to certain locations. I can take open mic audio from listeners using Futuri Mobile and incorporate their thoughts, questions, and feedback into my show.
Oh my gosh!
I can share news updates and current events relevant to your audience's interests and demographics.
What?
I have experience conducting engaging interviews with notable guests and experts. I can give away prizes, tickets, and exclusive experiences to listeners through on-air contests using Futuri Mobile's Flash Contesting. I am skilled at creating unique and entertaining breaks that keep your audience engaged and coming back for more. Futuri is revolutionary.
They got me.
See,
beat.
What bothers me though is how she's like how she said contesting. She said contesting. That's like one of the little things where it's like.
But eventually it will correct itself.
Well, eventually, yeah. But like right now, it's like, I don't know. Like, are people going to hear that and not want to listen to it?
Did you hear what she said? She said she'll keep your audience engaged. I had someone tell me that on the text board that I can't do that. So there we go. No, but you see, now if you saw something like that pertaining to your job, wouldn't you get a little fear, right? I mean, I don't think I'm completely crazy for having just a little bit of fear after seeing that promo. Am I just being completely ridiculous? What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. And do you fear that, you know, maybe your job would be replaced, or has your job been replaced by a computer? 803-0930, star 930. Gene is in North Boston. Gene, you don't think you'll ever be replaced?
Oh, well, no. I'm a large animal veterinarian and I work on horses. I can't imagine somebody thinking it was a good idea to take a robot and pass a stomach tube on a horse or do a rectal or anything like that.
Sounds like you're pretty safe.
I'm very safe. But I also think a couple other things. Number one, plumbers and electricians, people who have a physical skill, very difficult to replace them. You may be able to go into a house and do something like run electric wires through a house that's being built because you're not jumping over whatever the kids or the furniture or whatever else is there, right?
Right.
Same thing with being a plumber and dealing with a water pipe leak that's sure not going to help out any electronics. But the other thing to be said is this. There are now automatic milking machines where the cows milk themselves. They decide they're full enough they need to be milked, and they walk up and they get milked, sometimes three times a day. So that has replaced some on-farm labor for sure. There's certain caveats about it, but it is there, it's out there, it's working, and it's been working probably for at least 20 years, if not more. And when the cars took over from horses, the idea was that the large animal vets were going to go away and people were just going to have cars and they weren't going to have horses. And the truth is the dynamic just changed. And I think for the most part, these sorts of fears are the same things that have gone on with, you know, when industry was changed by Ford with his automation and his assembly lines. And I think for the most part, things will just change. And those people that have physical skills that cannot easily be replaced or easily automated, or if they were automated, you wouldn't want your automation anywhere near that sewer spill for obvious reasons. Those are still going to be around.
Right.
But jobs like yours, not 100% sure.
No, that's what I'm saying. Now, Gene, let me ask you: in the veterinarian world, is you mentioned the machines where the cows can pretty much milk themselves? Is there something in your field that AI or advanced computer technology has really helped over the years?
Oh, I have a lot of equipment and toys, no question. I have a portable ultrasound. I have a digital radiography, so I don't have to go and use dip tanks anymore. Sure, things change. They improve. Most of the electronic and other types of improvements are a plus. Not every one, but certainly most of them. There's sometimes, like even with the audit, with the electronic thermometers, the batteries die. They decide they're going to go nuts and just register ridiculous numbers. So I do have a mechanical backup. I have mercury thermometers that I will use if I've got any question that piece of technology is not working. And, I'm sure the same is true of other things. There's electronic chips you can put in horses now and dogs. My one dog has one in where the microchip reader will give you a temperature. But that's not always 100%.
Yeah. Wow. Gene, hey, you make some great points. I really appreciate the call. Gene in North Boston. Let's go to Grimsby, Ontario, where we find Brian. Brian, what do you think of all this AI stuff?
Hey, Beamer. How you doing? Man,
doing
that
right.
Was a creepy commercial you just played.
Right?
For your suppliers. And I heard the mispronunciations, but like you guys said, like eventually that's going to be I told your producer, like, it immediately reminded me of a Simpsons episode 20, 25 years ago where a couple of DJs were going to be replaced by something called the DJ 3000, and they're sitting there, and the manager's threatening them, and it spews out some information and political banter, and one DJ says, "Wow, that's fantastic. How do they keep up with all that news?" And the other DJ looks at him and goes, "Don't praise the machine." Because they knew they were going to be replaced. Don't praise the machine. Like, with all due respect to your last large animal vet, I don't know, this must be universal, but a couple of years ago I watched a video, obviously in the far Canadian north where, 15, 18, 20 hours north of where most of us are in Toronto and Vancouver and Montreal, there is now computerized technology where surgeons can perform laser robotic surgeries online, not being there. They can actually use tools where obviously a medical staff can prep a patient, and they can use everything they would do in a normal hospital setting, a normal setting for a surgical theater. And there's certain things they can do with tooling thousands of miles away, hundreds of kilometers away, and do certain surgeries. So she claims that, I don't know. Maybe eventually if you put a patient on a table, maybe there's some kind of technology that exists even right now that can be improved, that maybe she could be redundant. If you could put a horse, on a gurney and have someone 1,000 miles away do some kind of a surgery on the animal, the large animal. I don't know. I mean, I'm an exterminator, and I always laugh and joke. And, you know, through COVID, I always said, oh, yeah, I didn't miss a day at work because I had to go kill cockroaches and bed bugs and mice and whatever. But who knows? Maybe one day there's going to be some kind of a, you know, what's that stupid thing that cleans your, the iRobot thing that cleans your
oh, yeah.
Living room?
Yeah, the Roomba. I have one.
Whatever. Maybe there's a cockroach version of that. You go to work, you hit a button, and all day long, your Roomba cleans your room and lasers cockroaches and kills your bed bugs. I don't know. I might be replaceable, too. So I'm not arrogant about it, but, you always like to think that you're not replaceable, but who knows, you know, 20, 50 years from now.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, someone texted in, Brian, saying, I never thought you'd be able to replicate a human voice. Well, we're far past that.
Oh, completely. There's an AI. Well, you've seen it with Tom Cruise. What do they call those? It looks like him. It sounds.
Oh,
like
a deep fake.
Him. Yeah, exactly. And then I've watched videos of what looks like and purports to be Barack Obama, saying what he said, and it was some computerized program AI. Plus, they took every word he said in the 8 years and recalibrated, had him say things that were completely opposed to what he would say, completely conservative as opposed to liberal.
Right.
And it looked, if you were a person who didn't understand things like that, you'd look at it. And if they didn't tell you, you go, wow, I did not know he advocated for this conservative idea. Well, he didn't.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Brian, there were people who thought the pictures of Trump getting arrested were real, and those were deep fakes.
Well, there was one just last day ago, and I won't keep it too long, but it was the Pope with some kind of Versace coat on, the sitting Pope, and there was just photographs. And it was badly done, and if you look closely, there were some things. But if you were just a person who either was at a certain age or didn't understand it, it looked like the Pope was wearing, like, Versace clothing.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that creepy?
Yeah, it was.
And there was mistakes in it, but if they get better, what happens? And then what you can do is start bending things. So, you know, you speak for a living. I don't. So you can be robotized. You know, it can be made for you to say things you didn't say, or sadly, maybe one day someone can take everything Joe Beamer's ever said in his life, or David Bellavia, or Rush Limbaugh, and have it digitized to the point where you can make them say left, right, center, pro, con, and future generations are either too stupid or robotized and think that that's normal. And then what do you have for reality? It is creepy.
Yeah.
Your brain kind of goes nuts when you think too much. And like I said, you feed your wife and family with your job. It would be sad to think that you could be replaced by some kind of a system that just gets programmed and AI. It's like, well, what did Joe Beamer think? Well, then let's just not pay Joe Beamer and let's have a computerized synthesized voice replicate on every topic. Well, what would Joe Beamer have said on A, B, C, D, and for the rest of, you know, whatever your term is, even if you're gone or dead or terminated? Well, Joe Beamer would have said this. Let's plug it into the system. And this would have been Joe Beamer's take on, you know, anything, political, the Bills, the Sabres.
That's so wild.
That's nuts.
It's so wild.
I know.
It's so wild. Hey, Brian, appreciate the call. Brian in Grimsby, Ontario. 803-0930, *930 is the number. Do you have a fear? I mean, you heard the promo for what could eventually come after my job. Do you have a fear when it comes to your job? Like Brian said, well, right now he doesn't have a fear for his job, but you never know. 20 years down the road, maybe they have something where you don't need the exterminator to come into the to the house. You have, you know, an iRobot type thing that you press a button, you leave, and once you're home, the work's done. 803-0930, *930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thankful to have you with us as we look outside our Amherst studios. Still looks pretty nice here in Amherst. I don't know if you're starting to see or when you start to see the storm move in. Feel free to text or call us on that. Obviously, we want to keep you updated on what's going on. Before we get back to the topic, someone texted in, Joe, did you ever figure out what the name of the video rental place at the Walker Center was called? I have not. I had some people text stuff in, and they might be right. The people who text stuff in might be right. It didn't sound right, but I have no name. So all I remember from that place is being in line getting concert tickets. One Saturday morning, you know, back in the day when you would have to go wait in line for concert tickets, you couldn't just go on your computer in your pajamas and order tickets. You had to get in line. Some tickets, you had to get a number. And, you know, so you could have gotten there. You could have been the first person in line. But it all depended on the number that you drew, right? So some people would get there last minute and draw, you know, three and be the third to get tickets. But so, you know, I had not confirmed the name, you know, for some reason I thought it was Movie Gallery, but someone told me that we never had a movie gallery. So obviously that's not right. But you know, it's one of those things that just sticks in your mind. What was the name of that video rental place? Or was it even a video rental place? Am I just an idiot? And I have this memory of a video rental place there. Like I'm almost 99.9% sure that it was a video rental place. But we didn't go there for video rentals. We went to Blockbuster. But we went there for tickets once. And that, so we'll continue to have that question out. We've got a few names. We'll see if any of them are correct. 803-0930, star 930. So we're talking about AI and the advancements in AI, this ChatGPT. You heard the commercial for the radio GPT. And by the way, playing that promo, we got a lot of texts of people saying, no, that's weird. Oh my gosh, that sounds real. You know what I mean? I mean, people are, oh, I see what you're talking about. We should have played that video We should have played that video from the beginning, Josh. That was on me. We should have played that first thing. We waited an hour to play it. Oh, well. My question to you is, do you fear your job being replaced by AI, by some kind of GPT? Or has your job been replaced by a computer? 803-0930, star 930. And you're sitting there saying, Joe, this is crazy. You sound ridiculous. Well, tell that to home plate umpires in the International League. Because this year, half of the AAA games will not feature a home plate umpire. And don't get technicalities with me. I know there's not one home plate umpire. They rotate. Yes, I know baseball. Thank you. But there will not be a home plate umpire to call balls and strikes for half of AAA games this year. So there's a chance you will go to a Bisons game this year and balls and strikes will be called by a computer. Now, the other half will have the old-fashioned, home plate umpire, but they will use the ABS, as they're calling it, automatic balls and strikes, for a challenge system like in tennis. So you get three challenges. If you win your challenge, you get to keep it. But I think that's cool, and I like the idea of that. I don't like the idea of a automated strike zone and a computer calling balls and strikes. I think that's ridiculous. I hope it doesn't work. But you will probably go to a Bisons game this year where they are doing that, and they are calling balls and strikes electronically. They're testing it out to see how it will fare in the MLB. This is happening in all aspects of life, right? We are seeing proof of this happening everywhere. It's a far cry from the 90s when you'd be watching the local forecast on the Weather Channel and the guy would go, currently in your area, tonight, this weekend. You know, it's a far cry from the computer automated voice that would talk you through the local forecast on the Weather Channel that ended with a radar. And then there would be sometimes, Josh, you probably don't remember this, there'd be sometimes you'd be watching the Weather Channel for your local forecast, and something happened with the automation. And whatever, at the cable company was supposed to click and put on your local forecast, it wouldn't. And you would just get the generic national forecast where they went region by region. And that was always, upsetting, especially if there was a storm coming and if you were watching the Weather Channel, unless you're Randy on Sundays, it's a good chance that there was a storm coming and that's why you had the Weather Channel on. But it's a far cry from what we thought AI was in the 90s with the automated voice saying, tonight and tomorrow in your area. But what do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Obviously, I think people always thought, all right, you'll have the menu on your phone calls, right, that you'll have to get through to get to a live person. But now the prospect that you may never get to a live person. There might be places you call, places online that you visit that will never have a real person involved, right? I mean, think about that. CNET has articles written by ChatGPT. BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed has stuff written by ChatGPT. I mean, what's next? Who's to say this won't be used by more websites? And again, you might like that. You might be looking, oh, this is a pretty good article, but that's also a job replaced. And if you look at, the jobs that have been replaced, the jobs that are, according to Business Insider, going to be replaced, eventually I think you have to say nothing beats having a real person there. But is that true, or is that just what we like to tell ourselves? I'd like to think that's true. I'd like to think no matter what computer automated you put on this on the radio, I would like to think to a point I can do it better because you might not like what I'm talking about. You might not like my topic, but at least you're getting a human, you're getting someone who's had experience, not someone who's made up experience, right? I'm giving you my real life experience. I bring my life to the station, Right? I tell you everything that goes on in my life. Sometimes to the disapproval of my wife. But I tell you everything that goes on in my life. Right? I think there's something about that. Like I said, I go back to the grocery store. When I have a lot of groceries and I go into a line with a cashier, you know, if that cashier wants to have a conversation, I want to be able to have a conversation. It's kind of nice. It passes the time away. You know what I mean? And I will never understand the people who just sit there on their phone and ignore the cashier. Now, if the cashier doesn't want to talk to you, if they're not talking, fine, pull out your phone. But so many people you see, and you can see where I'm moving this into something else now, so many people you see just avoid conversation to the point where if you're the one that starts talking to someone, you feel like you're the weird one. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There are some people who need to know when not to talk, okay? And there are people that can make just a regular conversation seem awkward and weird. We all know that person. We all have a person in our life who will make any conversation weird and awkward, okay? But for the most part, I think most people want to, at some point in their day, have a verbal conversation with another human being, right? I do think a majority of people, when they go out to the grocery store or they go to the mall, yes, this is 2023, but some people do still go to the mall. When you do anything, you want to go talk to someone, right? When I go to get my hair cut, now I usually have the same person cut my hair because I usually go to the same place on the same day. I like to hold a conversation. Sometimes I'll bring in the other people who are cutting hair because the person whose hair they're cutting won't say a word to them. And then here I am. I'm trying to hold a conversation with everyone. And if you know me, that's how I am. I try to bring as many people into a conversation as possible. Again, sometimes to the disapproval of my wife. But I like to bring as many people into a conversation as possible. And it's kind of painful. You know, when you go get your hair cut, Josh, and you're sitting there and you know, you might hear the person next to you and the person who's cutting their hair. So how's your day today? Oh, what are you doing after this? You know, and you kind of feel bad because this person's just trying to have a conversation and trying to let their day go by. You're probably like the 10th hair they've cut today. They just want to have a conversation. And there's people that just, they'll stare straight ahead, stare at themselves in the mirror. Now, number one, maybe you're better looking and you want to look at yourself in the mirror. If I can avoid how much weight in my face I've put on, I'd rather talk than look in the mirror.
I've actually had this happen multiple times. I went to this one haircutting place and I just, the first time I had gone there, got this one person, and me and her were very talkative throughout the whole thing. And every time I go there, every time I go back, I go to her. And there was this one time we were talking about, like, I don't even know what, and there was a guy sitting next to me and a girl cutting his hair, and like, they tried to like get into the conversation, but he like didn't want any part of it. And it was really weird. It was awkward. I felt really weird. Like I was like the center of the attention, and like this guy is just like, just cut my hair and get out of here. It was a really awkward situation. And so sometimes it can be weird if you are talking a lot. I don't know. It's tricky.
I'm sure people think I'm weird. I'm sure there are people out there that think I'm weird. As someone says, there's 20 people out there just pointing at the radio. But, you know, there are people, and we all know that person, that no matter where you are, you know they're going to make the conversation awkward. And I'm sure there are people who look at me and say, Joe, you know, you're too outgoing. This is weird. I don't think of it. I think it's the content of the conversation, right? Like, usually if someone asks, you know, if I'm getting my hair cut, right? And someone says, oh, what's been going on? Now, like I said, usually it's the person who always cuts my hair. They listen to the station, right? So they'll ask me questions about here, something I might have mentioned. And then we'll go from there. I mean, those are the kind of conversations, oh, you know, they usually ask, what are you doing after this, right? That's usually how's your day going? What are you doing after this? It's difficult to make that awkward unless you say something just really messed up when they ask, what are you doing after this? You know what I mean? But how do you get yourself, if you're in a situation, okay? If you're in a situation and... You want to, how do I phrase this? Here's the question. Because I think there are people out there that genuinely just don't want to talk to anybody. And you know what? That's fine. That's how it is. But I do think there are people out there that do not know how to either contribute to a conversation or to start a conversation. And they probably don't know that they're sounding weird or awkward, right? But let me tell you, I don't think I'm the, I am nowhere close to perfect, right? And I'm sure I make a lot of mistakes in conversations. I'm sure I make a lot, I say a lot of dumb stuff. I mean, you can, it's all on tape here on the station. But I'd like to think that I can carry on a conversation pretty well. And I'd like to think that I can start a conversation without it getting awkward. So I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930. In a time where it seems that just some of us have lost our social cues. Is that fair to say? Is that a fair way to say it? We've lost our social cues and we just don't talk to anybody. Like we don't talk to, I don't want to say strangers because, you know, Rick Springfield would say don't talk to strangers, but we don't just carry on little side conversations, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Less and less people want to have that conversation with the cashier, with the person that cuts their hair, with their neighbor. Like, you don't see as much of that anymore. Like, when you move into a neighborhood, right? When you move into a new neighborhood, do you go and introduce yourself to the neighbors anymore? Does that happen? Because my parents, you know, I have to say this. I talk to all my neighbors. They might not talk to me. I talk to all my neighbors. And now the people across the hall only live in the building 3 months out of a year. So, you know, I don't talk to them much. But the people down the hall, I've had a conversation, I think, with most, if not all of them, right? And I try to introduce myself to people. I try to say hi to everybody. Like, hey, you're my neighbor. I want to get to know you. You know what I mean? And I think that used to be a thing. Like, I think it used to be where you wanted to know your neighbor. And you would try to build some kind of friendship with your neighbors. Is that just not the case anymore? You know, my parents say that there are new people. It's like the third family to move into this house across the street. They never came, introduced themselves, you know, never said hi. Like, what's that all about? You know, growing up, when we lived in Hornell, we knew everyone in the neighborhood, right? When we moved here, we knew most people in the neighborhood, okay? I could probably tell you most of the people who used to live on my parents' street. But what is it? Why don't we want to talk as much anymore? Is it we're not prepared to get into a conversation? I mean, I guess I've just never been the person when someone asks me how my day is going to just go, huh. So why don't we want to interact as much as we used to? Is this a technology thing? Is this we'd rather be buried in our phones? We'd rather you text us how our day is going after we see each other? You know? I mean, that's another thing that I hate, and we've talked about this before. When you call somebody, they don't answer, and then they text, hey, what's up? Like, why don't we want to talk as much as we used to? And tell me about in your situations. Will you start a conversation? Have you tried to have a conversation with someone and they've just completely ignored you or given you the, huh, yeah, uh-huh? And what about in your neighborhood? Do you know your neighbors? Have you moved to a new neighborhood? We have a lot of people who have just moved to Florida. Did you go and introduce yourself to your neighbors? Did they come say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood? 803-0930, star 930. Why aren't we talking as much? I guess is what if you're looking to name this segment, why aren't we talking as much? On News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.